North Carolina has already lost a series of college sports tournaments because of opposition to House Bill 2. Now another event is up in the air. Southern Conference officials are considering whether to pull next spring's basketball tournament out of Asheville because of the state's controversial law that limits non-discrimination protection for LGBT people. Local government and civic leaders in Asheville met today with Southern Conference Commissioner John Imerino to make their case for keeping the tournament. Mayor Esther Mannheimer used the opportunity to pitch Asheville as a welcoming city.
Well, we have non-discrimination policies that apply to everything from hiring practices, employment practices. And then because the conference is held in our facility, the city's facility, the U.S. Cellular Center, we can control those facilities. And so what we've tried to do as a city is make sure that our facilities are available for anyone, and that folks feel comfortable using our facilities. So that might mean making sure that there are restrooms available that are, you know, gender neutral, or other accommodations that, you know, make sure that we display Asheville as an open and welcoming community. And we very much pride ourselves on that. This is not a place where you should feel judged. This is a place where you should feel comfortable and welcome, and a relaxing environment for everyone. So we try to do that through our own facilities. And of course, while we don't have an ordinance that applies to privately owned establishments, many of the establishments in Asheville have tried to make sure that their facilities are in line with that as well, that they are open and welcomed for everyone.
Regarding this current back and forth that's going on between Charlotte leaders and the Republican legislative leaders in Raleigh for Charlotte to repeal its non-discrimination ordinance and the counter call for the state to repeal HB 2. What do you think should happen there? What would be most helpful from your perspective as the mayor of Asheville?
What I'm hearing and what my understanding is that we are seeing fallout not related to the passage of the Charlotte ordinance. The fallout, the loss of the NCAA and ACC and potentially SoCon conference, for example, is due to the passage of HB 2. And I will also tell you that this has affected our community in terms of our ability to promote economic development. We're attracting a lot of companies that want to locate in Asheville. It's a very fun community to be located in. Their workers want to live here, so they're very interested in trying to locate or grow their companies here in Asheville. And since HB 2, we are seeing a chilling effect. We know that if HB 2 were to be repealed, you know, the machine would start turning again. I know that there's a political standoff between the city of Charlotte and the General Assembly, and I hope we can move beyond that to make sure that we're back on track.
Mayor Mannheimer, you mentioned the chilling effect that Asheville has felt after the passage of HB 2. Can you be any more specific about that, or specific economic losses that you've suffered?
Well, we're working hard on growing a tech sector here in Asheville, and we've had some really good prospects in that arena. We already have a growing tech sector economy, but we want to continue to grow it further. And, you know, a lot of the tech sector relies on the millennial generation for workers. They need to be able to attract them. And I'll tell you, what we're hearing from these employers is that millennials really have no tolerance for intolerance. That's how I put it. And they just can't be associated with a place that has passed a law that says some people aren't welcome.
Well, can you point to a specific business relocation that hasn't happened in Asheville because of HB 2?
We did have some coverage already on a employer that was looking to bring 500 jobs to Asheville. That is a national company that kind of one of those situations where they had an opportunity to grow and they could locate their facility anywhere because their clients are remote. and they were seriously looking at Asheville. I had an opportunity to meet with them myself, and that prospect was put on ice, so to speak, once HB2 was passed.
Asheville Mayor Esther Mannheimer, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.